two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and DeGenevieve.
All right, here we go.
A new conversation on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
How does this hit you? All day kindergarten. The state school board preparing its funding priorities for the 2020 legislative session, which is just around the corner. It starts in January. Their big ask for the new year, $20 million more in funding to keep the option of all-day kindergarten alive for several Utah students.
Let me be completely and totally selfish in this. I love full-day kindergarten as a parent. Whether it's good for the kid, I don't know, but for the parent, that would have been great. So we're going to look at the data. Are Utah students unprepared because they only go to half-day kindergarten largely across the state? Take a closer look at why full-day kindergarten options in Utah could be lost if there wasn't this influx of money. And then we're going to hear from a parent who's done both half-day kindergarten and full-day.
Take a wild guess, Dave. How many states do you think don't have or have all-day kindergarten?
Oh, how many have it across the country?
Yeah.
I would imagine at least half.
You're right. Utah is one of 17 states where all-day kindergarten is not required.
Okay.
So you get an A on the pop quiz.
There we go.
Loose
grading.
Well, it's I grade on the curve, especially with you.
Very kind.
And I know you haven't eaten all morning, so you get a little extra credit for just being quick on your feet.
Okay.
The question is that turning into a problem for our children? Well, let's break it down. In Utah, here's some data for you. In Utah, just 24% of students go to kindergarten all day. Compare that to 80% nationally. So let me say that again. A quarter of Utah kids go to all-day kindergarten compared to 80% nationally.
Deb, I had no idea it was that high of a number across the country. 80% of kids go to school full-time from kindergarten on. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
The problem is the data says that students here in Utah are unprepared. About 40% of Utah's kindergartners start school unprepared. They need extra help. That's according to the state school board. So it seems as though from that number, 40%, we could be falling behind.
Yeah, is that a kindergarten problem or is that a pre-K problem? Is the idea that if we had full day kindergarten, it would catch everybody else up? It does surprise me that only maybe one in four kids can even go to kindergarten all day.
So what's the benefit of all day kindergarten? Well, I just gave you the statistic, but let's get it from the mouth of an expert. We turn to the Edmonton Public School. They have had full day kindergarten for quite a while. I said, okay, what's the benefit to having full day kindergarten in Edmonton?
Full day kindergarten gives them the time to be able to close in that gap. They're with wonderful staff who have the expertise and the knowledge on how to lessen that gap. They're getting great learning experiences, great mentors. They're getting an opportunity to play. If it's a longer period of time, then you don't have to rush through curriculum. They're given that extra time that they need. And they also need time to learn more social skills, so they're getting that extra time.
Joining us now is one of our producers, Robin Garfield, who has had a little bit of everything. She's had half day kindergarten for her kids. She's had full day. So we wanted to reach out and ask Robin, what was your experience? I guess maybe we can talk about it from two sides. What was the experience as the parent and what was the experience for the child?
Yeah. So we, our first two attended half day kindergarten, in California. It's a little bit of a longer half day than it is here in Utah. So they went, I think, from 8:15 to about 12:30. Here, the schedule seems a little shorter for half day. And there was no option in California at that point for full day, regardless. Or we definitely, like you were saying, Dave, as parents, no question we would have chosen that. And they liked it, and I liked it. However, looking at the data, looking at the stats, I feel like my youngest now, who's in full day kindergarten, is light years ahead of where those other two were at this age. Last night we sat down, he's writing full sentences, he can read short words. Developmentally, it feels just like we're halfway through the school year, but he's attended a full year of kinder where his brothers were. Does that make sense? You know, because he's done half year of full time as opposed to a full year of half time. Anyway.
Do you think he's further ahead than his brothers were?
It really does seem like that. And every kid develops, you know, at different paces and at a different speed, but he really does. And maybe it's because he's the youngest and he has two older brothers, but he has loved full day kindergarten. He never blinked once when we put him in that first day. He just took off and I thought that he'd be exhausted. That's a long day for a little kid, but he has loved it. And I think if had the option been there, we would have definitely chosen it, knowing what we know now for the other two as well.
It's one of my concerns. Are we rushing our kids into education? Because you look at preschool, the amount of preschool, how much preschool costs, how long preschool is, and then we're talking full-time kindergarten. This is for 3, 4, and 5-year-olds.
And I think if you look at the models of other countries, so in Europe, they start preschool, full-day preschool, typically around 2 or 3 years old. I mean, they are sending, in France, my husband lived in France for a while, 2-year-olds go to full-day preschool. And the statistics are staggering. However, like you said, you need to balance it between giving a kid a childhood, because you can put a child in 18 hours of school a day and he'll have great results.
I don't know if they need a bachelor's degree by the time they're 5 years old.
Yeah.
Robin Garfield is one of our awesome producers. We have many of them here at KSL News Radio. She's also a mom of 3 boys. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You're busy and you have your youngest child is in full day kindergarten. We're talking about full day kindergarten because the State Board of Education looks like is going to ask the legislature for $20 million to continue funding all-day kindergarten in 46 Utah schools. So you're in kind of in the minority here. Not all the schools have all-day kindergarten.
So we had to, and I won't say where my kids go, just, I don't know, I don't feel right about saying my kids' school over the air, but where they go, I did have to say that I work in order to get priority on the full day kindergarten list. I don't know if they had spots for everybody this year, but in order to get on the top of the list, parents did have to say both parents work at least full or part time in order to get the spot in full day.
Was there a long waiting list?
There wasn't. From what I understand, they opened up 2 classes this year at our school. But there typically is a long waiting list. And so in order to get on the list, you have to prove that you need it as opposed to just want it.
Did it cost you anything extra to go into full time kindergarten?
No, it's all just part of the public school system. And I will say the program at our school, so there are 2 full-day kindergarten classes. It is comprehensive. So that, you know, they have a tight schedule. It's just like the older kids. It's not naps and glue and, you know, sprinkles and whatever. The kids are, from what I, because I've gone and observed and volunteered in the classroom, they get rest and it's kindergarten. It's fun. But from 8:45 in the morning to whenever they get out, 3:15, it is learning. They are doing some pretty intense stuff. And I can see, I mean, we're doing science, math, all of these things. He is really pretty advanced right now, I would say.
Has he hit any marks that your other kids hadn't hit? Like, does he know all of his ABCs?
Yeah, so he had to do testing. So this summer, he had to do an evaluation to see if he even could do full day, you know, because you kind of have to test into this. And she, after the evaluation at that point, said, oh, he's ready for this, but here's some things he needs to hit. And he's hit them all. Yeah, ABCs, phonetics, sight reading, some science
stuff.
How
much has this saved you in daycare costs?
Oh my gosh, I can't even do the math. Because I do work kind of full part-time, this weird hybrid schedule. I mean, we were probably paying at one point for full-time for all 3 kids, you know, almost $2,000 a month. So now that they're all 3 in school full-time, it's staggering. And I think for parents who can't afford daycare, this, I mean, you don't want to say school is daycare, but at the same time, it is wildly helpful for our family financially to have them.
Robin Garfield, KSL News Radio's awesome producer, mom of three boys, talking about having her youngest child in full day kindergarten. We're not done with this conversation yet because straight ahead, we're going to talk to one school district to ask them how they're funding full day kindergarten without taxpayer money. So I think Dave's going to like this. Let's get a live interview next to find out how much it costs and who is actually paying for it.
Dave and DeGeneres.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and DeGeneres.
We're talking about all-day kindergarten, sustaining the programs that are currently in some 46 Utah schools right now, possibly even expanding the program to other schools. And just based on the text we're getting here, Dave, on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line, there's some mixed reviews about whether we should be putting our kids in all-day kindergarten.
I'm really surprised at how little there is as far as full day kindergarten in Utah. What did you say? 25%?
Yes, 25% compared to 80% of the schools across the country
nationally are doing full day kindergarten. And only one in four are in Utah. So this is not something that is really prevalent in Utah. So over the next 9 minutes, we're going to hear about the two different approaches to kindergarten in Utah, full day versus part day.
In fact, let's bring Andrew Hull, our producer, up to the microphone because he has the results of a Facebook poll that we put on about asking about all day kindergarten, and that poll lit up.
Oh yeah, the debate is white hot. We asked, should all day kindergarten be required in Utah? And we got over 1,000 votes, about 1,300 votes, 63% of which say no, we should not require all-day kindergarten in Utah. But, you know, there's a couple of comments that stood out to me, Deb. So this one says, it depends on what your child says. Listen to what they say. If they say it's too much, then work with them. I think maybe the children are being left out of the debate.
Well,
I love that.
I don't know if I want to really
say that all the time.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to make my decisions on what my 5-year-old says. Otherwise, it's going to be, ramen again for dinner. That's great. One of my concerns, Debbie, about full day kindergarten, and all four of my children had half day. I just wonder if we're trying to push our kids too hard too early. Because it's not just about kindergarten. It's about pre-K. It's about being in preschool. At what point can we just let our kids be kids? And then when they turn that ripe old age of 5 or 6, then we can start inundating them with homework.
I love your take, Dave. I love your take. Let's delve into the details on how two different school districts are handling this issue. Let's first take a look at the Alpine School District in Utah County. Channel 2 actually did a report about how they do all-day kindergarten. 2% of kindergarten classes in that school district are full day. But the report went on to say that they have classroom coaches to provide, to give the kids one-on-one attention for the kids who need more help. And it helps prepare them for first grade. As well. And then you've got the spokesperson for the Alpine School District says that 79% of their kindergartners in the Alpine District, remember, not only 2% of them are on full day, but 79% of them are at or above benchmark. I would imagine that's for testing. Whatever testing they do in kindergarten, I can't remember that far back because my kids are now in their 20s. But is that impressive to you?
Very impressive. It tells me, at least in the Alpine School District, that they found a way to educate the kids in less time. To be able to have great results and still have half-day kindergarten seems like you're getting the best of both worlds. You're not turning our 5- and 6-year-olds into full-time school goers, but they're still prepared to jump in once first grade starts.
So let's review another option. We'll continue our discussion about the tale of two school districts and all-day kindergarten by bringing Jeff Haney of the Canyon School District on the line with us live. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
We're good. We're talking about full-day kindergarten. We've heard how the Alpine District is doing it. They bring in extra help for the kids. They, you know, very, very small number of classrooms in the Alpine District are on full-day kindergarten. However, the Canyons District does it a lot differently. Tell us how you do it.
Yeah, that's right. We do it a little bit differently. In the Canyons District, we are in our fourth year of providing a program that gives a full day of kindergarten for those who prefer to have that for their families. Now, it's kind of a mouthful, the name of our program. We call it the Supplemental Hours of Instruction for Kindergarten. And what this is it's an option for families. You know, the state does not fund all-day kindergarten, but we wanted to create an option, a school choice option, if you will, for parents who would like their five-year-old students to be in an all-day program. So it's an opt-in, tuition-based program where students do attend kindergarten all day. So we provide a half...
Oh, no.
We may have lost Jeff to connection issue.
Is Andrew Hull in the control room there? Can you get Jeff Haney back on the line? I think either we disconnected him or he disconnected himself. You there with us, Jeff?
We always blame them. We always say that they turn it off. I mean, we would never do that. But no, it's interesting that the Canyon School District, as we're waiting for him to join us again, is offering full day kindergarten, but you, the parent, has to supplement it. And the amount, it looks like it could be around $300 per month.
Let's verify that with Jeff Haney, who's back on the line. Good morning once again, Jeff. We got you back.
That's okay. What happened with my phone.
What's the monthly cost of full-day kindergarten there in the Canyons District?
Yeah, so it is $2,950 per year. So, yes, it's about $300 a month. And so parents can pay in the monthly installments or they can pay up front. And if they do pay up front, there's a 10% discount on the total.
Ooh.
Now, one of the things I want to be clear, though, is that several dozen of the spots in every one of our programs at 18 of our sites are for scholarship kids, kids who qualify based on needs. So if there's a child in there who qualifies for free or reduced price lunches, they can apply for a scholarship to attend the all-day kindergarten in the Canyon School District.
For a discounted or for free?
For free. So the scholarship kids can go for free. And we have reserved enough spots, scholarship spots, in our all-day kindergarten for anyone who really wants to attend. We've reserved a certain number of spots in every one of our programs. And in the 4 years that we've provided our supplemental hours of instruction program, we've never run out of those scholarship spots for the kids who would like to attend.
Jeff, one of the concerns I have as a parent is, are we forcing our kids or are we pushing our kids too hard, too early? I mean, I look at kindergartners and they're, you know, 5, 6 years old. To stick them in school for 7 hours a day, I wonder, is that more for the parent or is it for the kid?
Now, that is a really good question, and it's one where we leave that decision in the hands of the family. You know, moms and dads know their kids the very best. You know, and there are some moms and dads who don't want their kiddos to be at school all day. They like having the time with them at home, augmenting as parents what the children learn at school for the 2 hours and 40 minutes that they're at school. Now, our supplemental hour of instruction program is for those who choose to do more. And this may work well with the parent's schedule or that all of the other children in the family are at school, so it makes sense for their kindergartners to go at the same time as the other kids and come home at the same time as the other kids. Also, this is how we look at it, is if there's a family out there whose kids go to kindergarten in the morning and then go to a childcare or a daycare in the afternoon, we've provided an option for them where they can continue to have supervised care in the afternoon, but it's with a licensed, highly qualified kindergarten teacher, and their instruction continues throughout the day. So while they may, in another circumstance, they may go to school in the morning and then go to daycare in the afternoon, if they participate in our supplemental hours for kindergarten instruction, they can just go to kindergarten throughout the day and have that instruction augmented for the time that they would have spent in a daycare.
Jeff Haney of the Canyon School District, thanks so much for jumping on the line with us to talk about all-day kindergarten options in the Canyons District. We have poked the bear, UHP top brass, not pleased with our horrible driving during the last big snowstorm. So they're laying down a new edict for more speeding stops, actually. Yep. Next, we'll tell you how many miles over the posted limit you can drive and not get a ticket. It's not a lot, so stay tuned. We're going to tell you what it is straight
ahead. It's 10:29. Stick around. We've got news, traffic, and weather next.
Dave and Dujanovic. We have breaking news all morning long. And Dave and Debbie get into the stories deep.
More in depth.
9 till noon on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.